This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
I'm Steve Inskeep. French President Nicolas Sarkozy seems intent on boosting his green credentials at the United Nations Conference on Climate Change in Copenhagen. Sarkozy wants France to lead the fight, so he is planning to impose a carbon tax on households and businesses starting next year. That tax has many of the French seeing not green, but red. Here's Eleanor Beardsley.
While France is not the first country in Europe to impose a carbon tax, it is the largest one to do so. Until now, only a few smaller countries had levied fines on the use of fossil fuels. Financial crisis or no, Sarkozy said the world no longer has the choice to sit back and do nothing. When he first unveiled his initiative in September, the French president peppered his speech with warnings about the very survival of the human race.
For decades, mankind has been exploiting nature, and now our generation is left with the challenge of stopping global warming. This carbon tax has one objective, my fellow citizens, to force you to change your behavior toward fossil fuels. Without fiscal pressure like this, nothing will change, and it will be our children who pay the price.
France has set a daunting target of slashing its CO2 emissions by 75% by the year 2050. So starting in January 2010, the price for gasoline and heating oil will go up 24 cents a gallon, and the price of natural gas and coal will be increased by a comparable amount. Over the years, that tax will gradually rise. Electricity will be exempt because 80% of France's electricity needs are fulfilled by nuclear power, which Sarkozy described as carbon-free energy. The carbon tax has touched off a fierce debate with opposition from the political left and right, and polls show two-thirds of French voters are against it. 57-year-old Christian Dauriac is one of them. Dauriac lives with his three children in what he calls a beautiful but drafty old Paris apartment. As the family gathers at the kitchen table for dinner, Dauriac says it costs a lot of money to bring an old building like this up to new environmental standards.
It's a terrible idea of Sarkozy's because it won't force people with money to change their habits. It will mainly be a burden on those with low incomes who can't afford to modernize their houses or those who live in rural areas and are dependent on their cars.
But Sarkozy says the carbon tax is not really a tax because French taxpayers will get back the amount that an average household pays for the carbon tax. Sarkozy says the idea is to teach people the real cost of energy, not to make money for the government.
This tax will in no way reduce household income or a business's competitiveness. We will refund every cent, either through tax deductions or refunds, to those who don't pay taxes.
Sarkozy also said that the carbon tax will take into account larger families and those who live in rural areas without public transport. Richard Barron, head of the climate change unit of the Paris-based International Energy Agency, says this kind of refundable tax is a great way to get people to think about their energy consumption.
The tax is designed in such a way that the money will go back to consumers. The idea is to say we give you a signal so that you adjust your behavior, but if you are in fact consuming less energy than the average, you're going to get a net benefit through the tax.
Barron says the carbon tax is a step in the right direction, but the government hasn't explained it very well. He says Sarkozy should have sweetened the medicine by reminding French consumers of all the measures already in place to help slash carbon output, like bonuses for buying fuel-efficient automobiles and zero-interest loans for improving home energy efficiency. Sarkozy says his carbon tax is similar to other major reforms that were initially unpopular in France, like abolishing the death penalty and decolonization. In a few years, he says, the French will be wondering why they didn't adopt a carbon tax a lot sooner. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.